So let us pray and ask our God to give us again that light in our hearts as we're celebrating Christmas today. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful moment you are giving us again. We thank you, Lord, because you know our hearts. We surrender this moment that we are going to listen to your words. We surrender everything, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Transform our lives. Guide us into your path. And then let us be lightened by you in our heart and in our whole life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of us. As you have seen, everything have been said, and the children have read everything in the Bible. I don't know which verse I'm going to read again, but I'm going to add Isaiah chapter 60, and I will read verse 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 60, 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Maybe let also add John chapter 3, verse 19 until 21. The Bible says, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." We don't have time. I'm going to summarize the sermon of today, talking about Christ, our light. Christ is the light of the world. Christ is the light because the world needs light. The world is living in darkness. Since the fall of our father, our parents, Adam and Eve, the world is living in darkness. All generations from Adam were living in darkness. Despite all kind of discoveries of art and science we can see in this world, but the world is living in a thick darkness. And that is what Isaiah is saying, that we are living in darkness. But he adds that despite this darkness, the Lord rises upon us his glory. The Lord is the only remedy for the darkness we are living in this world. And that's why he sent Jesus, the light, the true light, to come in the world and enlightens the world. And this is the truth which was testified by many, many. When you read the Bible, you see that Simeon, if you read Luke chapter 2, verse 32, Simeon, when he was receiving Jesus Christ in the temple, he said, "This is the light. This is the glory of Israel." And also, we read in the book of John, John chapter 1, verse 6 until 8, where John is saying, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John the Baptist. He came as a witness. He came as a witness, to be a witness about the light. John was not the light, but he came to talk about the true light, the light who is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is our light. He is the true light for the world. And that is what he declared when we read John chapter 8, verse 12. You can find Jesus Christ himself saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, because I am the light of the world. So Jesus is the true light. Jesus is the true sun. That is to say that, as you know, the sun, the world, Jesus is the center of the light for all the solar system. He is the center of light. He is the center of heat. He is the center of fertility of the soil. Everything which comes from Jesus is light for us. We find knowledge, we find salvation, we find joy, we find life. And that is something we are getting from Jesus, our light. The light he gives to all mankind in the world, without choosing rich and poor, each category. We can drink everything which brings light to all people in the world. When we talk about the light, that is to say that you can find also in this world false light. If there is the true light, that is to say there is also false light. You'll find in this world different kind of ideologies, people crying in all the corner of this world, saying that they are bringing light. Philosophers, liberalism, feminists, and many other kind of philosophy, they will tell you that they are bringing light. Don't believe in them. We have only Jesus Christ who can declare in the world that he is the light. And that if someone believe in him, someone believe in his gospel, he will not walk in darkness, but he will live in light. And what is darkness? How can you define darkness? Darkness is not only the absence of the light. Darkness is every sin you do. Darkness is everything you don't understand. When you don't understand something, that is to say you are in darkness. Darkness is every doubt you have on God and Jesus Christ. Darkness is every uncertainty. You have heard people saying, what you are saying is not clear, or there is darkness in what you are saying. Darkness is everything you don't understand. So if there is something you don't understand about Jesus Christ, about the salvation, about God, that is to say that you are in darkness and you don't know the way. You don't know where you are going. You are in darkness in that matter. But also, what is the light? The light is not only the source of light you can see here, but the light is everything which can help you to understand, to come out the doubt, to see clearly inside you. So you have heard people saying, can you bring much light in what you are saying? Can you tell me clearly what you are saying? I want to understand. So that is why Jesus Christ is our light, because he can help us to understand everything on God. He can reveal everything on God. He can bring light to you. He can help you to understand and to come out your doubt, your uncertainty or things you don't understand. So he is our light. If you want to understand things, you come to Jesus Christ and he will explain it clearly and you will understand. You will not be living in darkness, but you will live in his light. Unfortunately, today, the day, the Christmas day, the day we are thinking about the light which was sent in the world, unfortunately, millions and millions and millions of people are living in darkness. They have decided to live in darkness. It is not because the sun is not there. The sun is there. The light is there. But millions of people have decided to run away. They are living underground. They are in darkness. They are in a thick darkness. Some have decided to close their eyes. They are living in the light, but they have decided to close their eye. They don't want to see Jesus. They don't want to see the right light, the true light. We may even suppose that some have decided to bandage their eyes while they are living in the light. Those are people you may find in this church. They listen to the gospel. They even love the gospel, but they remain unconverted. They don't want to see Jesus Christ. They live in the light, but they have decided to close their eyes. So there are too many people who are living in darkness, and you find them out of the light. They have decided them to go and to hide themselves. But there are also those who are living in the light, but they have decided to close their eyes. And there are millions and millions of them. You have heard children saying and talking about shepherd. Shepherd were watching for their flock in darkness. It was night, midnight. And shepherd is one of the class of the community who are not reliable. And I think even in our context, in our culture, shepherds are not reliable people. Yes, they were not even accepted in this, their context, to come and bring some testimony in the court. They were not accepted to testify because of their life. But it is for these people who are living in darkness that the good news was brought, that fear not, I'm bringing to you good news, you people who are living in darkness. So today, by ending this short message, I want each of you this time to think about millions and millions of people who are living today, the day of Christmas, but they are living in darkness. And I say that some of them are members of the church. They have decided to close their eyes and they don't want to see the light. That is not the problem of the light. The light is there. The sun is there. But people have decided to run away and hide themselves in caves underground. And we have men and women, many of them, living today in darkness. So brothers and sisters, we are going to stand up and think about those people who are living in darkness. Take some moments praying for 1, 2, 3 persons you may know, and it's possible that you don't know them, but say something that the light has come, but millions of people have decided to hide themselves in darkness. So we pray for them. that they may leave darkness and come in the light. Let us take some moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our light, the true light you sent to this world to shine. But we know that millions of people are living darkness in the world. They don't have the true light. They believe in false lights, while the true light is there and shining. And that is their verdict, their condemnation. They have decided to go away because their actions are evil. Bring your light in our life and let us live in your light and be transparent. We don't want to hide something in your presence, but we want to show it to you and live in your light forever. Glory be given to your name forever, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Can you clap for our Lord?